Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Golder and today Masechet Zvachim Daf Ayin Gimel, the eighth parak Kol Zvachim. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. Rav Papa answers that our Mishnah, which holds that a disqualified animal is not batal in any mixture of animals, is the Tana of Litra Katzios, a litra of dried figs, who holds Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Minyan, any item which is even occasionally sold by number, is never batal, even for an Isser Derabanan, such as Truma of dried figs. Abraisa states, Litra Katzios Shedrasa al Pi Eagle, a litra of dried figs of Truma, which one pressed into the mouth of a mold. Ve'eni yodei be'eza Eagle Drasa, but he doesn't know into which mold he pressed it. Rabbi Meir says that Rabbi Eliezer holds all the figs, even the lower ones, which are definitely not truma, combined to nullify the upper ones. Rabbi Yeshua says that only 100 mouths, meaning the tops of molds of permitted figs, which are all of doubtful status, can nullify the truma. According to Rabbi Yehuda's version, Rabbi Eliezer says that 100 mouths of permitted figs nullify the truma, and Rabbi Yeshua says that even 300 permitted mouths would not nullify the truma since they are occasionally counted and so cannot be batal. Rav Ashi answers that our Mishnah's ruling is unanimous. Balei chayim chashive v'lo batle. Living creatures are significant and cannot be nullified. Point number two, the Gemara said, although the disqualified animals are not nullified in the mixture, let us pull the animals individually from the group and sacrifice them one by one, and say that each one which left the mixture is from the permitted majority. The Gemara replies that if an animal is removed from its place of mixture, it is kavua, fixed in place, and kol kavua k'mechzol mechzedame, anything fixed in place is considered like a suffix of 50-50 and not a majority. Therefore, the Gemara adjusts its question. Nichbashinu denied it. Let us force the animals to move, so they'll leave their place. Name called the parsh maruba parsh, and we can then say whatever separates from a mixture presumably separated from the majority and is permitted, allowing us to sacrifice each animal individually. Rava eventually answers Mishum Kavua. We do not allow permitting the animals with this method because of a concern that one may mistakenly take an animal from its fixed place where we do not follow the majority. And point number three, Rava said, Hashadamri Rabbanu Lanakriv. Now that the rabbis have said we may not offer any animals from this mixture containing disqualified animals, Inakriv Vumaratze, if we do offer them, they do not achieve acceptance and the carbon is invalid. This is challenged from a mission which states that if a Chataz Ha'ov became confused with an Olas Ha'ov, even among 10,000, they must all die. If a Kohen sacrificed them both Lamala, the Ola is valid and the Chataz is puzzle, and if both were brought Lamata, the Chataz is valid and the Ola is puzzle. If he brought one Lamala and one Lamata, they're both puzzle since he may have brought the Chataz above and the Ola below. This mission proves that Karbanas brought when it was prohibited to do so, out of doubt, can nonetheless be valid. The Gemara answers that Rav follows the Tana who holds Balei Chayim Nidchin. Living creatures can become permanently rejected from being sacrificed if at any point they could not be sacrificed, whereas this Mishnah holds Balei Chayim Einan Nidchin, so they are valid after the fact. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Papa answers that our Mishnah, which holds that a disqualified animal is not batal in any mixture of animals, is the Tana of Litra Katzios, a litra of dried figs, who holds Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Minyan, any item which is even occasionally sold by number, is never batal, even for an Isser Derabanan, such as Truma of dried figs. Abraisa states, Litra Katzios Shedrasa al Pi Eagle, a litra of dried figs of Truma, which one pressed into the mouth of a mold. Ve'eni yodei be'eza Eagle Drasa, but he doesn't know into which mold he pressed it. Rabbi Meir says that Rabbi Eliezer holds all the figs, even the lower ones, which are definitely not truma, combined to nullify the upper ones. Rabbi Yeshua says that only 100 mouths, meaning the tops of molds of permitted figs, which are all of doubtful status, can nullify the truma. According to Rabbi Yehuda's version, Rabbi Eliezer says that 100 mouths of permitted figs nullify the truma, and Rabbi Yeshua says that even 300 permitted mouths would not nullify the truma since they are occasionally counted and so cannot be batal. Rav Ashi answers that our Mishnah's ruling is unanimous. Balei chayim chashive v'lo batle. Living creatures are significant and cannot be nullified. Point number two, the Gemara said, although the disqualified animals are not nullified in the mixture, let us pull the animals individually from the group and sacrifice them one by one, and say that each one which left the mixture is from the permitted majority. The Gemara replies that if an animal is removed from its place of mixture, it is kavua, fixed in place, and kol kavuk mechzol mechzedame, anything fixed in place is considered like a suffix of 50-50 and not a majority. Therefore, the Gemara adjusts its question. Nichbashinu denied it. Let us force the animals to move, so they'll leave their place. The name of called the parsh, maruba parsh. And we can then say, whatever separates from a mixture, presumably separated from the majority, and is permitted, allowing us to sacrifice each animal individually. Rava eventually answers, Mishum Kavua. We do not allow permitting the animals with this method because of a concern that one may mistakenly take an animal from its fixed place where we do not follow the majority. And point number three, Rava said, Hashad Amri Rabbanu L'Nakriv. Now that the rabbis have said we may not offer any animals from this mixture containing disqualified animals, Inakriv V'Meratze, if we do offer them, they do not achieve acceptance and the carbon is invalid. This is challenged from a mission which states that if a Chataz Ha'of became confused with an Olas Ha'of, even among 10,000, they must all die. If a Kohen sacrificed them both Lamala, the Olas is valid and the Chataz is pasul, and if both were brought Lamata, the Chataz is valid and the Olas is pasul. If he brought one Lamala and one Lamata, they're both pasul since he may have brought the Chataz above and the Ola below. This mission proves that Karbanas brought when it was prohibited to do so, out of doubt, can nonetheless be valid. The Gemara answers that Rav follows the Tana who holds Balei Chaim Nidchin. Living creatures can become permanently rejected from being sacrificed if at any point they could not be sacrificed, whereas this Mishnah holds Balei Chaim Einu Nidchin, so they are valid after the fact. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ayin Gimel, and this one was suggested to us by Charlie Meyerson from Scottsdale, Arizona. He suggested that Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg, a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. When it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed up with other eggs was not batal because it is sometimes counted, the owner angrily threw some eggs at the herd that had forbidden kashi mixed in to get them running out of their kvias to make them parish maruba, while his friend the Kohen had to make himself an egg to eat because he wasn't allowed to eat from the kashi brought from the forbidden mixture. Once again, slow motion. When it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg, that must be more in daf, Ayin Gimel. When it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed up with other eggs was not batal because it is sometimes counted, which reminds us, Rapapa answers that our mission, which holds that a disqualified animal is not batal in any mixture of animals, is a tana of litra katsios, a litra of dried figs, who holds kol davar sheyesh bo minyan, any item which is even occasionally sold by number is never batal, even for an iser d'rabban such as truma of dried figs. So when it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed them with other eggs was not batal because it is sometimes counted, the owner angrily threw some eggs at the herd that had forbidden kashi mixed in to get them running out of their kvias to make them parish maruba, which reminds us, the Gemara asks that although the disqualified animals are not nullified in the mixture, let us force the animals to move so they'll leave their place, the name called the parish maruba parish, and then we can then say, whatever separates from a mixture, presumably separated from the majority, and is permitted, allowing us to sacrifice each animal individually. Rava eventually answers, Mishum Kavua. We do not allow permitting the animals with this method because of a concern that one may mistakenly take an animal from its fixed place where we do not follow the majority. So when it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed up with other eggs was not batal because it is sometimes counted, the owner angrily threw some eggs at the herd that had forbidden kashi mixed in to get them running out of their kavias to make them parish maruba, while his friend the Kohen had to make himself an egg to eat because he wasn't allowed to eat from the kachim brought from the forbidden mixture, which reminds us. Rava said, Hashad Amri Rabbanu L'Nakriv. Now that the rabbis have said we may not offer any animals from this mixture containing disqualified animals, Inakriv U'Meratze, if we do offer them, they do not achieve acceptance and the carbon is invalid. Rava follows the Tanu who holds Balei Chaim Nidchin. Living creatures can become permanently rejected from being sacrificed if at any point they could not be sacrificed. So once again, when it was ruled that the truma figs pressed into a giant ostrich egg and mixed with other eggs was not batal because it is sometimes counted, the owner angrily threw some eggs at the herd that had forbidden kashi mixed in to get them running out of their kvias to make them parish maruba, while his friend the Kohen had to make himself an egg to eat because he wasn't allowed to eat from the kashi brought from the forbidden mixture. All right, so now it's time for our four-block back chazara. Daf Samach Tes. So the simmer Daf Samach Tes is soot, and we use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The chimney sweeps, that must be more on Daf Samach Tes, soot. The chimney sweeps who came with their brushes to erase the words Matame Bebeis Abliya that someone had mistakenly written on the sign from the Malika done at night in the Mikdash, which reminds us, a Brisa darshans about an invalid Malika, for example, one done at night, that the bird is still not Matame Bebeis Abliya. The pasuk about tumas nevela mentions trefa, which is extra, comparing the tuma of nevela with a trefa. Ma trefa she'em materis es ha'isser, just as becoming a trefa does not permit any prohibition. Af kol she'em materis es ha'isser, so too a bird is matame as a nevela only when its killing does not permit any prohibition. Since an invalid malika permits the bird to be left on the mizbeach, if it's placed there, it's not matame bebeis abliya. So the chimney sweeps who came with their brushes to erase the words matame bebeis abliya that someone had mistakenly written on the sign for the malika done at night in the mikdash, and the sign for the shechita of chulun birds in the mikdash, which reminds us, another braisa darshans this superfluous word treif in the pasuk about tumas nevela to teach. Ma treifa shabu b'fnin k'b'chutz, just as treifa is the same inside the mikdash and outside it, meaning both are forbidden to eat, af kol shavus b'fnin k'b'chutz, so too birds become nevela wherever their nevela status for this method of killing is the same inside as outside. This excludes the shechita of chulun birds inside the mikdash, since the shechita outside the mikdash certainly removes their tumah, even if the bird is discovered a treifa, because this braisa follows Rabbi Meir's opinion, it also cannot be a nevela when shechted inside. So, the chimney sweeps who came with their brushes to erase the words Matame Bebeis Abliya that someone had mistakenly written on the sign for the Malika done at night in the Mikdash, and the sign for the Shechita of Chulun birds in the Mikdash, was distracted by the Rav making a Kal Vachomer to say that if Malika was performed and the bird was found to be a Treifa, it would not be Matame Bebeis Abliya, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Malk Venimsa's Trefa, if one performed Malika and the bird was found to be a Trefa, Ramir says it is not Matame Bebeis Abliya, but Rabbi Yehuda says it is. Daf Ein, so the Zimmer Daf Ein is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must be more Daf Ein. The eye doctor whose eye chart featured two pieces of chalev with the Isser of Nevela and Trefa written on them, which reminds us we learned that the prohibitions of Nevela and Trefa take effect on chalev. The Torah needed to write both Nevela and Trefa because if the Torah had only written that Nevela takes effect on chalev, one might think that's Mishum de Matanya because it's Matame and therefore stringent. But the Trefa prohibition, which is not Matame, would not take effect on chalev. Had the Torah only written Trefa takes effect on chalev, one might think that it's Mishum de Isur Mechayim because its prohibition applies even while the animal is alive, but Nevela does not. Therefore, the Torah wrote that both take effect on Chalev. So the eye doctor whose eye chart featured two pieces of Chalev with the Isra of Nevela and Trefa written on them tested eye-hand coordination by having his patients do pretend Malika on a rubber chicken that squawked Tahor, which reminds us Rabbi Meir taught that Malika even prevents tuma of a bird which is a Trefa. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Meir only considered them tower if they were tamimin, they were unblemished, but regarding bali mumin, he agrees that they are matame as nevela. Rabbi Lazar disagrees and says Rabbi Meir would even consider bali mumin tower when killed with malika. Rabbi Ivi said that Rabbi Lazar went further and said that even regarding avazim matarna golim, geese and chickens, which are not valid species for karbanas at all, Rabbi Meir would still rule them tower when killed with malika. So the eye doctor whose eye chart featured two pieces of chalev with the Isser of Nevela and Trefa written on them tested eye-hand coordination by having his patients do pretend Malika on a rubber chicken that squawked Tahor and had a fun Egla Rufa toy that kids in the waiting room could do a Rifa on that mooed Tahor, which reminds us we learned that an Egla Rufa is Tahor when killed through a Rifa. Ein Av, so the Simran Daf Ein Av is a donkey going E-Aw. So here goes. The donkey cried, ee-ah, donkey crying, ee-ah, that must be more daf, ayin olive. The donkey cried, ee-ah, when he saw his goat friend, the chatzah shemesu ba'alea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, which reminds us. The eighth parak begins, kol zvachim shinis arvu b'chatos amesos, all karbanos which became mixed with chatos, which are left to die, for example, his owner died, or shor niskal, a cow condemned to stoning, which are forbidden in benefit, afil achas baribo, even if one prohibited animal was mixed in 10,000 karbanos, yemusu kulan, they were all left to die. So the donkey cried, ee-ah, when he saw his goat friend, the chatas shemesu ba'alea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, and was relieved that at least his friends, the chulun cows, who got a kachim cow mixed in with them, would not be killed, but sold for karbanas, which reminds us, the mission continues, if karbanas became mixed with unblemished chulun animals, the chulun animals are sold to those requiring the same type of karban. So the donkey cried, ee-ah, when he saw his goat friend, the chatzah shemesu ba'alea, get lost in a herd of goats, which would now all be sentenced to be killed, and was relieved that at least his friends, the chulun cows, who got a kachim cow mixed in with them, would not be killed but sold for karbanas. While the donkey driver was busy trying to figure out why two mishnayos were needed to teach that prohibited animals are never nullified. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks that the Mishnah Timur already taught this law, Kol Asurin Legabi Mizbeach Ois Mekoshen. All that are prohibited for sacrifice on the Mizbeach prohibit any group into which they are mixed with any amount and are never nullified. For example, a Roveh or a Nirba. Rav Shimi answers the Mishnah Timur only teaches that about animals which all become prohibited Legvoa for the Mikdash's use as Karbanis, but are all permitted in benefit. And our Mishnah adds that animals forbidden in benefit prohibit the entire group Lehediot for common use. Dafayim Beis. So the Simur Dafayim Beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. Well, one Talmud received a thick piece of cake. Thick piece of cake? That must mean we're on Dafayim Beis. Of. Well, one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of Vinibatu Baruba when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with the majority of permitted animals. Which reminds the Mishnah taught that animals that are Asubahana or disqualified as Karbanis prohibit even 1,000 animals into which they are mixed. The Gemara asks Vinibatu Baruba, but let them become nullified by the majority of permitted animals. So, while one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of Vinibatu Baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with majority of permitted animals, and his friend got one too for asking, is it Eshedarkoli Manos or Koshedarkoli Manos? When it comes to Bittul, which reminds us, Rebbe Meir would express his opinion, Koshedarkoli Manos Mekadesh, anything which is usually counted out and sold by number, prohibits the entire mixture if a single item is Kalayim. Amram debated the correct text of the statement. Rabbi Yochanan says, Eshedarkli Manos Sheninu. We are taught the Mishnah's text that only something exclusively counted out and sold by number cannot be batal, but items which are occasionally sold without being counted are batal. Reish Lakish says, Kol Eshedarkli Manos Sheninu. We were taught the Mishnah's text that anything usually counted out and sold by number cannot be batal. So, while one Talmud received a thick piece of cake for asking the brilliant question of Vinibatu Baruba, when his Rebbe taught that a forbidden animal isn't nullified when mixed with majority of permitted animals, and his friend got one too for asking, is it Eshedarkli Manos or Koshedarkli Manos when it comes to Bittul? The rest of the kids had to settle for perch nuts and beaten cabbage stalks, which are three of the six items that are never Bittul. Which reminds us, the Chachamim disagree with Ramir and say, Eina Mekadesh El Shisha Dvarim Bilvad. Only six items prohibit an entire mixture and are never batal. And Rabbi Kiva says seven items. The six items, which are large, valuable, and significant among their species, are perch nuts, bud and pomegranates, sealed barrels of wine, beet stalks, cabbage stalks, and a Greek gourd. Rabbi Kiva adds kikrosho baal bais, homemade loaves of bread. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn an egel arufa is tahor when killed through a rifa? That's on daf. Iron. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that the prohibitions of Neveil and Treva take effect on Chelev? That's on daf. Iron. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that if one was makriv the mixed animals, they're not maratza? That's on daf. Iron Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have a malchukas whether Reb Meir's opinion is eshedarkli manos or koshedarkli manos is not batal in a mixture? That's on daf. Ayin Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf does the Gemara ask Vinibatu Baruba, but let the prohibited animals that are mixed in with permitted animals become nullified by the majority? That's on daf. Ayin Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss which improper killings of bird karbanos are not mitame as an avela, for example, shechting with the left hand or at night? That's on daf. Samaches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you suggest that in the case of a forbidden animal in a mixture, that we should force the animals to move so they'll leave their place, the name of Kol Deparish Meruba Parish, and then we can say whatever separates from a mixture presumably separated from the majority and is permitted? That's on daf. And is permitted? That's on daf. Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss the Mishnah Kingdom discussing the two poor women who gave birth and jointly bought a pair of birds for their remaining obligation and then the Kohen messed up? That's on daf. Samach Zion. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss dried figs of truma pressed into the top of one eagle among many? That's on daf. Ayin Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which daf brings a malchokas of Malika by a czar's matame bebeis abuya? That's on daf. Samaches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.